No verdict in Ghislaine Maxwell trial, jury will return Monday. By Paul Bois on December 22, 2021. Ghislaine Maxwell will celebrate Christmas with her fate still hanging in the balance. As jurors have not yet reached a verdict in her trial and will resume deliberations next Monday. After deliberating for 16 hours following a three-week trial, the jury called it quits Wednesday as they headed into the Christmas break. Maxwell, former girlfriend and alleged handler for notorious sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, has pled not guilty to six federal counts that carry a combined maximum sentence of up to 70 years in prison. Sex trafficking of a minor, enticing a minor to travel to engage in illegal sex acts, transporting a minor with the intent to engage in criminal sexual activity, and three related counts of conspiracy, according to CNN. Throughout deliberations, the jury has reportedly asked the judge several questions pertaining to the testimonies of three of the four women who have accused Maxwell of aiding in their sexual abuse at the hands of Jeffrey Epstein, Annie Farmer, Carolyn, and Jane. From CNN. Jurors also ask for the FBI notes from a 2007 interview with Carolyn that the defense has said is inconsistent with their testimony in court. The FBI notes are not in evidence, but some excerpts were read into the record during her cross-examination. Further, the jury asked whether it can consider Farmer's testimony for two of the conspiracy counts. Judge Allison Nathan said jurors may do so. The deliberations cap a three-week trial highlighted by testimony from the four women, who said Maxwell recruited and groomed them to be sexually abused by Epstein. The abuse allegedly occurred when they were younger than 18, and their accusations stretched from 1994 to 2004. Annie Farmer, the only accuser to give her full name, testified to the jury she visited Epstein's New Mexico ranch in 1996 at the age of 16, where Maxwell massaged her naked chest. Carolyn also testified that Maxwell touched her breasts when she was just 14 and even told her she had a great body for Epstein and his friends. Both Jane and Kate testified under pseudonyms and alleged that Maxwell instructed them on sexual massages with Jeffrey Epstein. Maxwell will also celebrate her 60th birthday in federal prison on Christmas Day.